Day two on the hard winter wheat tour was certainly one to be remembered. We started out in Colby, Kansas, with a lot of uncertainty of what we would be seeing through the western side of Kansas wheat country after it was hit by blizzard conditions over the weekend. Seven routes made 222 stops, with the low range at 18 bushels to the acre in the western areas to as high as 96 bushels to the acre as cars headed towards the central part of Kansas, converging in Wichita. Our route headed from Colby into Scott City, into Garden City, and then headed east into the Oklahoma Panhandle at Turpin. Right after leaving Colby this morning, a few fields were covered with snow, preventing the ability to estimate yield, but wind damage and heads splitting out the side of the boot were observed. Heavy rains during the night melted a large portion of the snow in the fields, leaving the majority of western Kansas with wheat laying down and at varying stages of development and damage. It's going to be probably about 2 weeks of waiting to find out what the recovery of the crops will be and then also the assessment of damage. One word describing today for all the fields that we were in was mud and standing water. The wheat really started looking better as we came into Oklahoma and averages started going up. The highest yields were seen along Highway 64 in Alfalfa County and Harper County. Average estimated yield for the 2 days so far is 43 bushels to the acre, and final estimation will be announced tomorrow after day three in Manhattan.